A violent prison inmate has failed in his bid to get a shorter sentence. The South Dakota Supreme Court has found that the sentencing judge was not bound to honor a plea agreement the inmate made with the prosecutor. Antonio Ledbetter is serving 45 years, but he says the judge reneged on a deal to sentence him to a maximum of 30 years. In late 2016, Antonio Ledbetter was charged in Lincoln County with attacking his pregnant girlfriend. He punched her in the face, beat and choked her into unconsciousness, and cut off both of her nipples with the scissors. Ledbetter's attorney and the prosecutor came up with a plea agreement that included capping prison time at 30 years on 3 charges of aggravated assault. Ledbetter's lawyer says before taking the deal to his client, he and the prosecutor met, off the record, with Second Circuit Judge Douglas Hoffman to make sure he would not oppose the deal. In oral arguments before the Supreme Court in October, defense attorney David Stewart says he believed Judge Hoffman was bound to limit the sentence to 30 years.
We had specifically sought out the permission of the court. I didn't even want to go and present the plea agreement to Mr. Ledbetter unless it was acceptable to the trial court.
But the state contends Ledbetter was thoroughly advised at his change of plea hearing that he could be given the maximum sentence of 15 years on each of 3 charges and that those sentences could run consecutively. Assistant Attorney General Patricia Archer represented the state at oral arguments. She says the plea agreement that was run past the judge included more than a cap on the sentence. It also included dropping a kidnapping charge and 5 counts of aggravated assault.
So as a result of this agreement, the defendant's sentencing exposure was significantly limited from, by my count, 100 plus years to this 45.
In the opinion, justices unanimously agreed that under this set of circumstances, the judge was not bound by law to honor the plea agreement. Ledbetter comes up for first parole in 2039, about 22 years after his sentencing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.